We're looking forward to this Founders concert coming up Sunday afternoon at 4, and the Sylvan Trio is performing music by Bonus, Musinski, Martineau, and Sowash. This is a little different. We're used to sort of piano trios with a violin. How is it to be a flute player in this group, Suzanne?
Well, you know, sometimes it can be a real challenge. A couple of the pieces we're playing, including the Melbonis and the Musinski piece, were both actually written for violins, the part that I'm playing. So there are places where I have to actually play in a higher range because the violin can play a lot lower, as you know, John, than a flute can. It's a little bit, just require a little bit of juggling around on my part. But in terms of just in general playing, I just love these two guys. I mean, Josh and Greg are such amazing musicians, and I feel so fortunate to be able to make music with them. We kind of get along really well, which is a nice and lovely thing. I think we just sort of have similar ideas about how to make music. We sort of see a little bit of an advantage to having different timbres to our instrument because it kind of brings out each of the instruments. We don't have to worry quite as much, I think, as ensembles where like the violin and the cello, for example, might have some, you know, some timbres that are so close that you have to really, really think hard to try to make sure that that they don't get lost or blend in so much that they just disappear into one another.
And I imagine it's got to be fun because you guys aren't all in the same city to really carve out rehearsal time and, you know, to come together for performances. That's got to take a lot of dedication.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fun is probably not the word I would choose. The rehearsals are fun. The juggling to try and the logistics are not necessarily the most fun. But we've sort of worked out a system. And, you know, I think we're all really committed to the trio and to one another and to these performances that we've taken on. And I think that for me anyway, that transcends any kind of, you know, minor inconvenience. We found kind of a neat space in Indianapolis where we've rehearsed a couple of times. And so that's sort of a good middle point for all of us. But as I say, I think we're all committed to the ensemble, to one another, and we're committed to these performances that we keep getting on our calendar. So it really makes it all worthwhile.
Well, we're looking forward to the Founders concert. I guess I would round things out and ask, I'm surprised there's a great Weber trio for this combination and Kuhlau's written for this. But it's not a common sort of thing. Is there a lot of fun for you guys to find different rep and adapt things as well?
Well, yes. And you know, we're playing one piece that's probably like sort of one of the bullseye pieces for this instrumentation for flute, cello, and piano, and that is the trio by Martineau. And it's a really cool piece. As a matter of fact, I had not ever performed it before. I'd read through it before. So this will be my first time actually performing it in public. And I like it so much that I have suggested it to two other musicians here in Cincinnati for another upcoming concert in March. It's kind of fun to find these pieces. And then as far as the Musinski, Greg is a real expert on Musinski's music and wrote, you know, some massive scholarly work on this particular piece or on his repertory in general. So that's kind of fun because I like his music. And as a flutist, I've played some Musinski music as well, but never this piece, of course. I have to say, I love finding music by women composers. And this piece by Mel Bonis, or Melanie Hélène Bonis, a Parisian woman of the, you know, sort of late 19th century into the early 20th century, really, really beautiful piece, very lyrical. Again, this is one of the pieces that was, my part was written for violin, so I've got to sort of juggle a little bit. I love it. I didn't know anything about her. I didn't know this piece. I'd never heard it. I'd never heard of her. So that's really lovely and really fun, especially to find a woman composer of this quality. And then we're playing music by a living composer, someone that we know personally, someone who's right here in Cincinnati, Rick Sowash. And this was actually another interesting thing because what Rick did for these pieces, they're four movements called Seasonal Breezes. So it's all four seasons. And what he did was adapt music from other earlier works. He did the adaptation for us for our instrumentation. So that's sort of the benefit of having music that you play that's by a living composer. They, you know, they sort of work with you where you are. So we're really, really fortunate. And as I say, you know, Josh and Greg are such wonderful musicians and they have such a deep knowledge of the repertory and sort of a can-do willingness to just play everything. And I just feel so fortunate to be able to, you know, kind of ride their coattails and have them share their knowledge, like Greg's knowledge of Musinski and that sort of thing. It's really worked out. So far, it's worked out really well. We found some really interesting music to play.
Yeah, and I know they probably certainly appreciate having your insights and a beautiful tone. So we're looking forward to it Sunday afternoon at Fowler Hall. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thanks. I can't wait to meet you folks, listeners, and can't wait to see you again, John.